increase in brain exchange in global university race. For decades, more than a quarter of all students wanting to get a college education abroad went to the US. Recently, this trend has begun to change. In spite of the economic downturn, there is still a continuing boom in study overseas, and the number of foreign students going to the US has continued to grow. Still, the US share of foreign students has now dropped to just 18.7%, while countries like Australia, Russia, and New Zealand have all seen their market share rise sharply. The international education landscape is changing rapidly. The old pattern of a brain drain, in which rich countries skimmed off the talents from the rest of the world, is giving way to a brain exchange, where the traffic goes both ways. In the past, there were sending countries and receiving countries. Nowadays, the student flows are much more complex, going in many directions. In Europe, students have been travelling abroad to study since the Middle Ages. Universities in Paris, Bologna, and Salamanca drew students from across the continent. So did Oxford and Cambridge in England. For example, the well-known 15th century Dutch scholar Erasmus studied in Paris, Louvain, Cambridge, Turin, and Basel. In more recent times, the US and Britain have long been dominant, but now there is a lot more competition.